restructuring time period?
Well, the restructuring occurred approximately a year later, was largely conducted on a staff-to-staff basis. There were interactions.
Was there interactions then? If you're denying that you received any communications directly from the White House to you.
No, what I'm trying to describe to you.
That's my question, so please answer my question. Did you receive during your time there any communications from anyone from the White House regarding the Solyndra loan?
That's an easy question.
It's either yes or no.
And it actually has an easy answer. We work regularly on this transaction and every other transaction with our interagency colleagues at OMB and at the NEC.
I said White House.
I'm not sure what distinction that is. We work with the OMB,
Treasury,
and
how about
NEC.
Do you want me to start naming individuals? Carol Browner and her staff.
Well,
did you receive any communications? I think the question is fairly clear in your...
It is, and what I'm the answer is...
Mr. Silva, you're under oath, and he's asked you a question, yes or no?
The question is, do we interact with elements with different agencies? And the answer to that question is yes, extensively.
I did not say different agencies. I said
White House.
Well,
and different individuals in those agencies. We work...
Okay, so you did receive... communications directly to you from somebody in the White House?
I don't recall who would have been involved directly. What I can tell you is that the discussions around these transactions, as Mr. Zients referred to, are conducted on a staff-to-staff, a career staff-to-career staff basis, working to develop the transaction.
So once again, have you received, you received any communications regarding the Solyndra loan from anyone from the White House?
Well, I mean, Mr. Zients and I have talked about it, for example.
Okay. Mr. Zients, have you? It's a fairly clear, obviously, Mr. Silver is not going to answer the question.
Well, again, as to the loan itself, I wasn't involved when the loan was closed. As to the restructuring, yes, I do interact with components of the White House. I would draw a distinction between OMB and the White House to tap into their expertise on energy and on financial markets.
Okay. And who was the person that you were communicating with in the White House?
The primary expertise resided at the time in what was then the Office of Energy and Climate Control.
That was Carol Browner's office.
Carol Browner led that office, yes.
Did they suggest to you, my time is up?
Thank you, gentlemen. And the gentleman from Massachusetts, Mr. Mark, is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, very much. I'll just note, first of all, that if you want to waste American taxpayers' dollars, let's talk about the oil industry at record high profits, getting $41 billion worth of tax money from taxpayers. And secondly, if you want to talk about loan guarantees, the Southern Company has received a loan guarantee 15 times larger than Solyndra. And if we're going to reexamine whether or not that's a good investment, after Fukushima, after the earthquake near the North Anna plant, let's have that hearing, because I think that money is in jeopardy if you're really concerned. That's 15.